Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM. This is Saul Rosenberg on the People in Perspective show, and welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is the first show that I'm doing in our new offices here at Chai FM. Chai FM has just moved into a new office for all of its operations. Have been moved into a very, very nice new location, and we are extremely happy about that. So we are coming to you all shiny and new this evening. So every week, as you know, we have three parts to our show. We have it is a people show, so the focus is on HR, generally speaking, and we normally start off the segment with somebody from the labor law, Usually, it's an expert or it's a lawyer who joins us, and then so this week we've got Craig Berkowitz, who's going to help us understand a little bit about how the law and the work environment deals with sick leave. And then in the middle of the show, we have Sarah Gordon, who is the head of strategic engagement at the Institute of Race Relations, very important institution that has stood the test of time, I think, in our social in the country. And essentially, we're going to be talking about labor relations. And exactly, we're going to look at unions again and see what, you know, what benefits are there that there are to ordinary people to understand unions. Why should we be interested in unions? You know, there's so much coverage of them in the news. So what role do they really have to play in the lives of everyone? Are they achieving the goals that they've set out to achieve for society and social good? Are they serving the population? Are they actually doing what they're supposed to be doing? And then at the end of the show, we've got a segment about recruitment, and we've got a couple of jobs that have come up. And every week we look at a few different positions that are available, new positions, which should be quite exciting for you if you're out there in the market looking for a job. If you'd like to get in touch with us, please feel free to get in touch on 061-895-1019. That's 061-895-1019. Please send us a WhatsApp message, and we'd be very happy to hear from you. So we're going next now to Craig Berkowitz, who's a lawyer at Berkowitz Attorneys. Hello, Craig.
Good evening to you, Saul, and good evening to your listeners.
Yes, nice to have you on the program. Craig, tonight we're talking about this issue of sick leave. Essentially, I think probably since COVID, you know, things have been taking a little bit of a different course. So I would imagine there's more than one piece of legislation and policy that's relevant for sickness now, as compared to, say, 5 years ago. There's probably more, talking about sick leave. Which pieces of legislation are really relevant when it comes to that? I know the BCE, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, generally deals with day-to-day sort of work regulations.
Sure, that's correct. It's predominantly the Basic Conditions of Employment Act that regulates the issue of sick leave and proof of incapacity. That's Section 22 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Mm. But because of the advent of COVID and the impact that it had on the health of employees in the workforce, the issue of incapacity for reasons of ill health also became that much more prevalent. So there's an overlap between what the Basic Conditions of Employment Act provides and the Labor Relations Act, which deals with somebody who potentially has been incapacitated for reasons of ill health.
So that was precisely the next question I wanted to get to. You know, the LRA has generally got more to do with the sort of negotiation part, or the relational part. Of labor relations, is my understanding. So What are some of the overlap areas? I mean, and, you know, most importantly, you know, if you're somebody who's, you know, sort of trying to calculate a sick leave cycle, or, you know, you want to try and see what was the impact that my sick leave had on my job this year. I mean, there's, should you go to the LRA first or should you go to the BCA? You know, I suppose there's always a lawyer to talk to.
Absolutely. So the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is your starting point, and that regulates the amount of sick leave that one is entitled to. And essentially what it is that you are entitled, it works in a three-year cycle. And in that 3 years, you are entitled to the same number of days of sick leave that you would work in a six-week period. Mm. So in other words, if you work 5 days a week in a period of 6 weeks, you will work 30 days. Then in a three-year period, you are entitled to 30 days of sick leave. Oh. Obviously, if you work 6 days a week, mm. you'd be entitled to 36 days of sick leave in a three-year cycle. Mm.
So is that what a sick leave cycle is called? Is that the sick leave cycle?
Yeah, it's a 3 year period that only kicks in after a 6 month period. Mm. So very technical, but in the first 6 months of one's employment, one accumulates sick leave at the rate of 1 day for every 26 days worked. Mm. And after that six-month period, then you start the three-year cycle.
Mm. That's very interesting. You know, I think if you are an employee, if you're an independent contractor versus a being there on the basis of being a full-time employee, I think it's becoming more common for people to be independent contractors. Does this stipulation apply across both categories?
So the debate as to whether somebody is an employee or an independent contractor yeah. is probably the hottest of hottest debates and the grayest of gray areas insofar yeah. as labor law is concerned, mm. because it's always an argument as to whether somebody is in fact an employee and therefore entitled to the rights in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act and Labor Relations Act, or whether they are in fact an independent contractor and therefore none of that legislation applies to them.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, the point is, you know, we've had Michael Bagram on the show. We've had a few sort of attorneys on over the last few weeks. I have put it to them as to, you know, what you know? What should you do if you're not sure about that? But the focus of this program, I want to kind of stick to the issue of sick leave for the time. We've only got a certain amount of time allotted. So would you say you know, the short end of that is that if you're an employee, you've got different sick leave to a contractor.
Yeah, in fact, a contractor's got no entitlement to sick leave.
Yeah.
So it's a fundamental distinction that gets drawn, and that if you happen to fall on the wrong side of it, then yeah. and you fall into the category of an independent contractor, then you don't have any sick leave entitlement at all.
Hmm. Now, that's something, quite something, I would say. You know, the benefits, the trade-offs, people get are being progressively pushed into the scenario where they have to accept work on a contractor basis. You know, people, the working environment since COVID anyway has moved into a stage where, you know, the relationship between people and their employers has gotten a lot closer. The employers become far more aware of the fact that they have to keep their employees happy in terms of their overall health and wellness. You know, it's not just a kind of thank you very much and go home type of thing anymore. Do you think this is, you know, I mean, for the long term, you know, if you are an employee, I suppose you've got a bit more sort of bargaining, you know, sort of ground, as it were, to go into a discussion to say, you know, what am I entitled to, what am I not entitled to. The question I want to ask you is that the next question is, can you be dismissed or face disciplinary action for taking unnecessary sick leave? Is it a job? Does it endanger your job in any way?
So if you have abused sick leave, it certainly can result in disciplinary proceedings and ultimately dismissal. There was a very recent case which was very topical, certainly in the labor circles, where there was a matter where the employee was accused of having given a irregular medical certificate, and that when the company investigated it, they said that the doctor was actually selling medical certificates,
right?
And that they didn't feel that the certificate that had been offered by the employee was a legitimate certificate.
Yeah.
But the Labor Appeal Court differed with that view and said that an employee can't be held responsible for whether a doctor is practicing untoward behavior if he's qualified. And he's entitled to issue a medical certificate, and the employee consulted with the doctor, then the certificate must be accepted. So it's quite a difficult one, because often you do get abuse of sick leave, and that it could well result in dismissal, in that it is an abuse, and that it is a dismissible offence if you've perhaps been dishonest in relation to your sick leave.
It's potentially a endless topic. We can go on and talk about it. This is such a fascinating area, which activates all kinds of parts of our existing labor legislation, which labor lawyers and people potentially, CCMA practitioners have to look at. So we do have to sort of wrap that up. Craig, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll have you on again soon.
Thank you so much, and all the best in your new studio.
Thank you, Craig.